What's up, guys? This is Kenny from Two Fools Drinking. Just figured I'd check in, talk a little bit about this last episode of Game of Thrones. Junior's not able to make it tonight. He got stuck working late. It's been pretty hard for us trying to connect to get everything going. But we'll see where it goes. We're going to try to put out as much content as we can. We're going to call this one episode 1.5 because our original episode that we did, my computer crashed in the middle of my editing and it's gone. So it sucks, but what can you do? I mean, we're not super tech savvy, so we weren't able to recover it. Maybe one day we can get it all recovered. It is saved. It's just no audio showing whatsoever. But anyway, back to what we were doing here. So the main reason I wanted to jump on here and talk tonight was basically about Game of Thrones. This last episode didn't really sit well with me. Don't really understand why they did what they did in this episode. Basically, this whole season, really, the way they've kind of rushed it, just to me doesn't seem right. But I mean, who the fuck am I? What can you do? I just don't understand what happened. Like, what happened to Daenerys to cause her to do what she's doing? Why would she decide to do these things after battling for 7 seasons to not be like her father? But I mean, I guess I'll start a little bit from the beginning. It opens up obviously with Varys. Seems like he was trying to poison Dany by this little young girl, I guess one of his birds, coming in saying that she's not eating at all. But the main thing with him is, I mean, when did he decide to not work behind the scenes and just walk right out to Jon Snow when he's coming in off the beach and in front of everybody, just be like, yo, this is your shit, fuck her, it ain't gonna work. Like, what the fuck did he expect to happen? That was the dumbest thing I've ever fucking seen. Totally not his character at all. Totally rushed. Doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, it is what it is. That his death was fucking gnarly as shit. I mean, Drogon coming out from the shadows, that shit was awesome. I mean, you couldn't have scripted that better. It looked amazing. The episode looked amazing. Everything about it. I've watched a little bit again, trying to see if I missed anything, review it, maybe not be so disappointed, but I'm fucking disappointed. I don't understand what the fuck they're doing. I don't know why they're doing that. It's just, it's whatever. Anyway, Jaime coming back, getting caught like a dummy. Not surprising. Him and Tyrion, their whole dialogue was incredible. It was probably the best dialogue in the whole episode. It was amazing. Don't understand what the fuck he was doing. His whole story arc was perfect. And he decides to just come back and die with Cersei. Like, what the fuck is that? And Cersei, she doesn't even get fucking killed by anybody meaningful. She just has the keep, or whatever the fuck it is, just fall on top of her and Jaime and they die. Like, come on now. So fucking dumb. But anyway, I'm not going to keep fucking ranting about this whole Game of Thrones thing. I actually did read something on Twitter earlier. It's a thread. It's pretty actually awesome. If you want to check it out, it's this guy. His name is Daniel Silverman. At D Silverman, SILVERMINT. He basically puts a whole thread up about why Game of Thrones feels so different now. And I guess his whole basis is plotters versus pantsers. And basically just saying that plotters create a fairly detailed outline before they commit a single word to the page. Pantsers discover the story, they write it, and then they often draft one big elaborate outline, yada yada yada. If you read the whole thing, it's long. It's like a 30 tweet thread, but it's pretty fucking good. It makes a lot of sense, and it also makes a lot of sense why the George R. R. Martin hasn't released these fucking books yet. Makes you think a little bit differently of where D&D are with this show. I just hope they bring it home this next episode. I did see some kind of bullshit spoilers online on Twitter, and I'm really hoping that they're not true, and that's not what ends up happening. It'd be very disappointing. But a couple things back to my complaining about Game of Thrones. Why the fuck would you bring the Golden Company in when they're just going to be completely and utterly useless? Like, they're supposed to be the best cell swords you could buy, and they just get annihilated. Like, Henry Strickland or whatever the fuck his name is. Harry Strickland. Like, killed all the Golden Company dead. Didn't even raise their swords up or whatever, spears up once. Like, they just got annihilated. Like, it didn't make sense. Like, it's, I don't understand why Dany did it. It just didn't fit her character whatsoever. I mean, they're doing it obviously for a reason, probably to set it up to where Jon or Arya or, you know, someone ends up killing her so she doesn't sit the throne, because she's not going to be quote unquote fit to do it. But it is what it is. I mean, for us, what we've been trying to do with our Twitter and to try to engage with everybody on our Two Fools Twitter, it's basically going to be about movies, you know, pop culture, TV shows, you know, whatever. Those are our things. Those are things that we really enjoy. And, you know, we decided to start live tweeting movies. Like, this past week we did Predators. Junior made me end up doing some fucking bullshit new Roswell series, which was, I couldn't even finish it. They were just the far left propaganda in it, like, in the first 15 minutes, I just was done. I tried to just tough it out just to do it, because I was already tweeting about it, but I had to quit. I couldn't do it. It was fucking ridiculous. Not even that. I mean, how the fuck are you going to do a teeny style show with fucking full grown adults? Like, as actors, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And I'm not hating on the whole teeny style show. I mean, I'm in the middle of rewatching Vampire Diaries. Phenomenal show, in case you were wondering. All on Netflix. When you're done with those ones, switch on over to the originals. Phenomenal. Anything vampire related, I'm going to be all in for the most part. Awesome shit. Doesn't matter. You know, if you guys want to hit us up, let us know what you guys want us to talk about. We're in for it. I mean, this is just kind of like a little minor introductory podcast. This isn't how it would typically be. When we're both here, we can kind of, you know, go off on our own little tangents. This is an impromptu podcast. I just wanted to kind of get some kind of content out, because we've been talking about it for a few weeks, and I've been trying forever now to try to get this original podcast back up, but I can't get it. It's saved. It's there. I opened it up. There's just no audio. Something got corrupted. So, I mean, unless I get a tech guy in to somehow fix it, this will be our quote-unquote first podcast. But I just wanted to put something out. You know, this one won't be very long, maybe 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm just going to kind of ramble on a little bit. You know, just cracked open a beer. Kids are all in bed. I ain't got shit to do, so fuck it. Let's just get it going. I tried to hit JR up to see if he wanted to join in, but he sent me a picture. Like I was saying earlier, he's doing late night working. So, I mean, nothing I can do about that. But we're going to really touch base on basically anything and everything. Nothing's off limits. Sports, movies, TV shows, pop culture, politics are for sure. We'll come into it. I mean, JR and I have totally different views for the most part, but we agree on a lot of things as well. Main goal is, let's just fucking get this shit rolling, you know? Let's get it going, and we'll see where we can go from there. And, yeah. And also, if there's anyone out there that's good at editing podcasts or, you know, any other little ancillary things that wants to, you know, help out, reach out pro bono, we ain't hating. We won't discriminate. Come on at us, bro. We'll do what we can. We can grow together. We're, you know, figuring out a little bit at a time. I ended up doing a lot of work on my computer today, so it seems like it's good to go. We'll see where we're at. Hopefully we won't have any more issues with any more podcasts, you know, disappearing on us. That would fucking suck, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm really kind of don't have much else to bring on this. I could ramble on a little bit more about Game of Thrones, but what's the fucking point? We'll see what happens next week. Next week's it's done. I wasn't too disappointed with the other episodes. There was, you know, obviously parts of each episode that I didn't think were great. I thought the first two were good episodes, especially the second episode. I thought that was great. Expected a lot more people to die going into episode 3, which didn't happen, which makes us wonder. I mean, they definitely killed off a lot of people this episode, but just very underwhelming for what it should be. You know, they should have definitely gone off on a high note, but they still got 80 minutes to bring it home. Let's see what they can do. Let's just hope they don't disappoint us and we don't have a bad taste in our mouth, and maybe that fucking old ass piece of shit can get those books done, so you know, us book readers can also have, you know, some closure with that aspect of it and not say what if, because I know that's how I feel. I feel like if he had more content out, this series would be a lot better, but it is what it is. What can you do? I'm not gonna sit here and cry over it. Anyway, listen, hit us up at Two Fools Drinking on Twitter, at the Straight Hops, that's Junior's Twitter, at Kenny_Leaf is my Twitter, but the main one's at Two Fools Drinking. Hopefully we'll get this up. We're gonna put it out on all of our platforms. Subscribe, leave us a good review. It's our first one. Don't hate, bitches. We'll fucking find you. We'll kill you, motherfuckers. Anyway, this is it. This is Kenny. Two Fools Drinking. We're out.